Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I think I can be extremely brief. Just in relation to Section C and other parts, there is a need to streamline the language. I agree with one delegate that spoke to say that it is consistent with, to make sure that this language is consistent with a section that is supposed to be dedicated to making decisions and recommendations. Having said that, there isn't anything that prevents a review conference or this review conference from recommending or deciding to encourage states parties to take a specific action. So I don't see any difficulty there. In paragraph 7, I agree that there should be clarity on the specific tasks that should be given to states with respect to Tianjin guidelines. Fully concur with the comments that have been expressed by Germany and Mexico indeed just now. In section D, again, agree with Mexico when they said that the guidelines should be annexed here. This is just a straightforward fix, I think, but one that's very much required for clarity in the outcome document at the end. In section F, the intersessional process, for us, the focus should be very much on verification as well. I think some consideration should be given to the sequencing in this section. We want the RevCon, of course, to facilitate the operation of the ISP, not send it problems to be resolved. So clarity is going to be very essential here, and we should be careful not to overburden the ISP in that regard. My delegation is also very interested in the proposal from the Philippines on the ISP, and we look forward to seeing it in writing. Indeed, operationalizing parts A and B are very important for my delegation to make sure that we have a tangible outcome at this review conference. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.